Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to the Manager Show. You're listening to Astro Launch with Steve Sparks and AJ Hinch joining me right here. And I would imagine you might turn into the smartest manager in the world tonight with Justin Verlander, the debut. You're pretty excited?
I am excited because I know what he brings to the table every day he pitches. You know, it's my first time managing him in a game. You know, I certainly know what his strengths are. I will look to learn to get to know him just competitively. But it's a good day. We get to put him in the lineup. Our guys, you know, believe we have a chance to win tonight precisely because he's on the mound.
You're talking about getting to learn him and his tendencies. If you talk to Brad Ausmus, I know you guys are tight.
Mm-hmm, a little bit. You know, it's interesting. Obviously, the relationship those guys had over the couple of years that they've been together should only help us. You know, I had a really good relationship with Verlander. I've got a good relationship with Brad. You learn a little bit of the tendencies and the hot and cold spots that pitchers go through. It's nice to have a little bit of personality background when you go into competition with a guy. So, yeah, I've done my homework.
Can we be privy to a couple of the conversations you've had with him? Is it more for you to say be yourself?
It is, because, you know, he's a 13-year veteran who's probably going to be nervous for the first time in his career since his rookie year. Maybe a playoff start here or there. It's just so much anxiousness and first things that he's got. He's got a first time he's an Astro, first time he's pitching with us, the first time he's throwing to Brian McCann, the first time that he's, you know, playing with our defense behind him. So there's just, I mean, even the shifts that we do, the stuff like that. So I think for him, you know, I'm anxious to get him out there. I think the conversations with him have been spot on with what he can bring to the table, but also, you know, it's my obligation to let him know he just needs to be Justin Verlander. That's good enough.
Hey, I'm barely in the clubhouse, but I've been impressed by the ease with which he engages people, no matter who it is on the squad. But he carries on conversations, doesn't act like a big shot.
No, he doesn't. He's, you know, certainly credentialed, and he's done a lot in the game, and he's got a lot of back of the baseball card things that'll impress the young guys. I mean, even talking to Joe Musgrove the other day, he looked him up on looked at his stat line, and just to see the volume of strikeouts, the innings, the wins, the Cy Young, the MVP, the everything that comes with Verlander over a 13-year career. And I don't think he carries that with him into the clubhouse, with the exception that the credibility, the standards, the expectations, he's very much revered.
Hey, AJ, I wanted to ask you about Cameron Maybin and how you might use him. Seems like a lot like the same skill sets as Jake Marisnik. How do you fit them both in?
Yeah, you know, he's playing a little bit more now than when we acquired him. We anticipated, because Marisnik's been down and some of the matchups have been good. He's played well, so I like playing the guys that are playing well. And yeah. You know, as an extra outfielder for the most part, now that Marwin's going to play left field tonight, Jake hurting a little bit, and, you know, Cam's getting a few at-bats in a row, which is nice. He'll be off tomorrow. We have the off day on Thursday. So I'll mix and match and get him in there. And in playoff time or down the stretch, I see both those guys as huge, huge parts of either starting lineup or coming off the bench, steal a base, play defense.
4-run lead yesterday. You bring in Ken Judge. You just trying to pile him up right now?
I think it's a contest to win as many games as you can. That's what this season's about, and what September specifically, when you have an opportunity on the road to start the road trip with a win. You know, I just felt like it was necessary. The safe stat to me is part of our industry, but not part of my thinking on a daily basis.
Is this kind of a tryout for some players to make the playoff roster?
You know, I think it's important that guys play well, you know, for a lot of reasons. I mean, some of these guys are making impressions for things like playoff rosters. Others are getting their feet wet and trying to impress an organization moving into next season. I think this team is different. This is not a fairness game. This is a competitive game. And we are going to make sure and play the team that we think helps us win.
And Liriano, he was gassing it up last night. Looked good.
He did, and we need him to be good. We met before the game and talked about how we needed to get him kick-started, and this lineup with a few lefties will challenge him. And he came in a big moment when Keuchel was tiring and got the one guy out that we asked him to get out. And that role is what we acquired him for. He's got 95, 96 in his back pocket. Strikes are key.
AJ Hinch, thanks a lot for catching up, and good luck with that Verlander guy.
Thanks, Sparky.
Back on Astro Launch with Dave Engel. He was a major league catcher for 9 years and a former Astros bullpen coach. Take us back, Dave, as you scout now for the Baltimore Orioles, and you give us a flashback to 1998 and Randy Johnson joining the Houston Astros.
Well, that was a 1 minute to midnight move pulled off, and we were so excited because it was such a great year. From the first pitch of the first game, that was a very special group of guys with Moises Alou, Baggy Biz, Ausmus, Hampton. The whole group was like a family, And it was a very special time and a great winning season. And it's really nice to see the Astros are back with another outstanding group of players and a fun team to watch.
It's rare to acquire a talent like a Justin Verlander, but we remember the excitement, the electricity of a talent like Randy Johnson, both 34 years old, both Cy Young guys. So there are some parallels here, right?
Yeah, and Randy had an edge to him back then. He could turn and look at you, and I would just watch guys turn around and walk the other way. He was the big unit, and I'm very familiar with Justin Verlander. That's been one of the teams I'm scouting, and he is a professional in all aspects, and he has been pitching like an ace the second half of the season, and it's a great acquisition to go with your young core.
What does that do to the people in the clubhouse when a figure like Randy Johnson or Justin Verlander walks in?
Well, I think it everyone has now the ultimate goal in mind. They traded some you look back on Randy Johnson, those guys we traded, oh, they settled for this, this, and this. All those guys turned out to be all-star players, and Andres Reiner did an unbelievable job stocking the Astros out of Venezuela. And you got to wonder who these guys are going to end up being. But this is a great opportunity to try to take a chance at the big ring and picking up Justin Verlander. The guys were kind of chirping a little bit. You could hear it in the paper and on the interviews. They wanted the front office to make a move, and to their credit, they went out and got a guy with a proven track record that's a former Cy Young Award winner. He knows what it takes to win game one or two, and now you got three power guys to go in the playoffs, which is an enviable position.
Thank you for the visit, Dave. Great to see you again.
You as well, Bill. Good luck to you guys.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.